Because without challenge, you can just lie down and rest. Take a little nap.
Seriously, do you really think that if there is no challenge at all in one's work, that one can still gain a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction from that work?
I don't think that challenge is an absolute requirement for satisfaction and fulfillment. For example, the natural expression of warmth and affection relating to other people in that way is effortless. It doesn't require a lot of challenge, but you do get a lot of satisfaction from that.
That's true, I admitted. Summarizing the latest findings of social scientists, Edwin Locke, Dean's Professor Emeritus of Leadership and Motivation at the University of Maryland, College Park, has said, "Research shows consistently that mental challenge, assuming one is willing to respond to the challenge, is a critical determinant of job satisfaction." Despite the clear-cut link between challenge and work satisfaction, Professor Locke suggests that one's willingness to respond to the challenge is also an important factor. This is where individual variation comes into play. As the Dalai Lama rightly points out, there may be individual differences in the degree of challenge that one requires or is willing to meet. Some may thrive on highly challenging work, while others may be less willing to take on challenging work. So as we seek to optimize our happiness at work, it is for each one of us to decide what level of challenge provides the greatest degree of growth and satisfaction. As the Dalai Lama reminds us, relating to others with love and affection is a rich source of satisfaction that can seem effortless. In fact, life offers many such moments of satisfaction, moments which can arise spontaneously, effortlessly. This sense of deep fulfillment can occur while we are engaged in many different kinds of human activities, in virtually any setting. And of course, the workplace is not completely devoid of such experiences. Many years ago, one of my chemistry professors told me about an experience he had had while working in his lab. I was in the middle of a difficult but interesting experiment as part of my research. After taking a morning coffee break, around 10:30, I set down my mug and resumed my work. After what seemed to be around 5 or 10 minutes, some of my grad students came into the lab and started asking me some questions. I was right in the middle of making some notations, so I was reluctant to stop what I was doing, and I was a little annoyed that they were bothering me just as I was getting started, and I wasn't supposed to meet with them for many hours yet, at 3:30. Anyway, I put down what I was working on and looked up at the clock. It was almost 4 o'clock. I had been working for over 5 hours, and yet it was as if no time had passed and was completely effortless. Not only wasn't I tired, but I was filled with energy. I didn't remember anything I'd been doing that period, and yet when I reviewed my notes, I had made tremendous progress on what was a very difficult problem. I had been completely absorbed in what I was doing. I couldn't believe it. That evening, I had an enormous sense of accomplishment and a kind of energy that seemed to last for a couple of days. Although this was many years before I first heard the term, the professor had perfectly described being in the state of flow while at work. The concept of flow was first introduced by psychologist and social scientist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. And over the past 3 decades, Dr. Csikszentmihalyi has been investigating and refining this concept. The term flow describes a mental state that most of us have experienced at one time or another. To be in flow means to be totally absorbed in whatever one is doing at the moment. It occurs when one is fully present and completely focused on the task at hand. One can be in flow while playing basketball, sculpting, solving a difficult math problem, involved in a business transaction, rock climbing, or simply in a deep conversation with a friend or lover. Essentially, flow can occur during any human activity, whether at work or at play, whether it is primarily a physical, mental, or social activity. While flow can occur under a variety of different circumstances, researchers have found that